Cedarwood. And, well, I'm putting my seatbelt on. I'm in the driveway. And, how about just a podcast about a typical thing that I would do, and most other people do, during the day or something. Whichever day it is, I'm in the driveway, I figure, why not talk while I drive? Right? Well, I'm going up the street, and I see on my right over here some people putting in a sidewalk. And, well, this isn't your basic podcast where I engage in a conversation with somebody else and discuss something. That's not necessary, as I am the speaker and you are the listener. Correct? Well, I've just approached a red light, and so far nobody's looking at me, figuring out why I'm talking and smiling while I'm driving my car. And I don't seem at all distracted, because it's hands-free. And so the podcast is going to last as long as Mr. Enoot drives his car to Starbucks for a nice cup of coffee that he very well much needs right now. Now, here's one thing. People say, why go to Starbucks? I get it all the time. They tell me, why you go to Starbucks for? You pay all that money for a cup of coffee when you can just go to the corner deli and get it for a dollar. Well, actually, I like two cups of coffee. So, my first cup is $2, and the second cup is 54 cents. So it's $2.54. So I'm only paying an extra 54 cents to go to Starbucks and get two cups of coffee. It is a little extra money, but it's not outrageous, right? So join the Starbucks Club, and you get the second cup for 54 cents. And most people don't care about that. They don't know about it, you know. They just throw away their $2.34. They got plenty of money in the bank. Oh, Miss Ina knows that. That's why Miss Ina don't have any money. Because Miss Ina spent it all on ways like that without being frugal. So, and the key word here is frugal. And Miss Ina's blog is about health. And this drive is related to health and how unhealthy it is for the man behind me to be tailgating me, and he's swerving back and forth, driving on the side of me. You know, I'm gonna have to pull over and let him pass by, because he's being a real bad driver. All right, there's an ambulance behind him. I'm gonna let him go by. Let him go by, whoever it is. Miss Enoot should take his plate down and report him, right? He wants to be like that. These people that drive in Staten Island, New York, and that is not including myself. Right now I'm going 25 miles an hour. It's fast enough. There's a red light I can see a half a mile up the road. I ain't going anywhere. Why should I speed up to the light? Okay? Why should I? And plus, they have what's called Vision Zero. And chances are, I might not have any vision left when I get in a car accident going 55 miles an hour. I may not have any vision. Vision Zero, that's what that means. Right? Because I could get blinded by an accident. But this is health. This is speaking about health, because driving can be healthy at times to get away from the stress, and you go out for a drive, a cup of coffee, and makes your mind, alternates your mind. Not a psychiatrist, but I believe it shifts your mind from whatever you were just doing before into something that you're going to do now. And you can kind of speculate what the coffee's going to be like, but after I drink my coffee, I have no idea what it's going to be like. Right? Messina doesn't know what the results of are going to be after he drinks his coffee. Oh, boy. So, I don't know. See, the ambulance that was behind me, I'm behind it right now. It didn't go nowhere. And I'm in the same spot as him. So why speed, right? That's my point. It's healthy to drive slow and all of this. Now the car, it's one of those Jeeps, you know. The new trend of the dark Jeeps with the dark windows, you know. They're always speeding behind me. Like, you know, it's like the... They're like Jeep Wranglers and Jeep this, Jeep that. They got dark tinted windows. You can't see inside of them. And they're speeding around all the time and everything. Oh, boy, Messina. They almost run Messina off the road. That's not right. What are they trying to do? So, I'm perfectly fine. I'm driving my car. There's another one behind me going... You always have to look in your mirrors. You know, looking back in your rearview mirror, that's the way I was taught to drive. You look in all the mirrors, make sure the people behind you, not only in front of you, but behind you, are being safe. Hey, they could speed right up to your front bumper, and if you put those brakes on, you're going to get injured. And Messina got injured like that already. I was on the highway at a traffic jam. Guy come up, slammed right into me. He was trying to get onto the shoulder to go around everybody in the traffic. And he slams into me with his truck. Miss Enud's neck was broke the next day, or whiplash. It still feels like it's broke. I never got any money out of it, right? The insurance company for that guy, right? And this is about health, too. Insurance company for that guy goes and calls me up and gets me to sign papers. I'm not a lawyer or nothing, but I kind of agree to it. Well, we're not going to give you any money and all of this stuff. And I don't know how it goes. You always see these commercials when people get injured and stuff like that, and the doctor definitely declined, I think that's the right word, right? She definitely said, you definitely get whiplash in a situation like this, you know, and that I did. The next day, I was so sore, I couldn't move my neck. They gave me some naproxen, of course. They started to give you that stuff, anti-inflammatories. And, you know, that stuff raises your platelet levels when you go get a blood test. Stuff like that. That's not good. Or lowers your platelets or stuff like that. So, you know, Miss Enud, he's just, you know, worried about these drivers, you know? I just want to go get a cup of coffee. And, you go to get a cup of coffee... And here these people are driving around. There's one. Look at him. Oh, my God. He's going at least 50, 60. Holy mackerel. Have some respect, right? Have some respect. You know, drive slower. You know? Don't call me an old man because I'm driving slow. That has nothing to do with it. You know, I've never caused an accident ever. Never been in an accident except somebody that hit and runs me, or that one on the highway, which is the first time somebody ever slammed into me. And that's crazy, right? Oh my gosh. Well, going back to Starbucks, let me see, he used to bring his guitar to Starbucks all the time. And I'd sit down, people saying, "Hey, you a musician? And where do you play?" and stuff like that. I said, "Well, I'm playing right here. I'm just learning some chords and stuff." And I used to sit in Starbucks for 2 to 3 hours, three times a week, once a week, twice a week, sometimes, sometimes never a week. Fluctuates. And that's how I learned a lot of guitar chords and stuff like that. So don't say Miss Enid is causing any trouble, because I'm just going to get a cup of coffee. So, well, how do you like the joke with the, like, I mix humor and health? So Vision Zero, you know, it's really not funny. I'm sorry. I just realize I know some people that have gotten injured in a car accident, and I shouldn't do that, but it could happen is all I'm saying. Okay? So slow down. Slow down. I bet you the people that are injured or get facial injuries and head injuries and lose an eye or lose their nose or something like that, I bet you they wish they never sped in their car. Sometimes, right? So, wish they could turn it around. So think. So now I'm at the corner of, I'm at the corner of Forest Avenue and Bard Avenue in Staten Island, New York. Oh, it's great. Have you ever been to Forest Avenue in Staten Island, New York? They have a lot of parades here. One big parade you can come to is in March. The St. Patrick's Day Parade. And it's pretty festive. Go have yourself an ice cold beer in a tavern. And Messina don't drink. So, I don't know. I have to turn the podcast off when I stop driving. And that's going to be soon. Because, so, my idea today is driving is part of health. And I'm not a mental health professional or anything like that. Just a normal, everyday guy that can use the tips that he uses to stay safe when you take it for granted when you're driving. And so I, sitting in the driveway, I said, I decided, let me put my podcast on and talk about my everyday pull out of the driveway. And speaking of driveways, somebody's blocking the driveway to get in, not being a courteous driver. So they pull up in front of the driveway as they see my signal light on and won't let me turn in. Ain't that courteous? Oh, boy. It's never been treated so nice in his life. Okay, now I see the backup lights of someone coming out of the parking lot. So what does he do? Messina's aware. He stops his car so they can pull out. He doesn't pull out up in front of them, so they can't pull out. Oh, boy. Well, I've arrived. And, well, signing out. Messina, I hope you listen to my podcast. All right. You have yourself a good day now.